My friends, welcome. This is Archangel, and this is Junk Files number 2. Male devaluation is a reality. How can we know that? Well, there are many ways, but my main thrust with the Junk Files is to flush out male devaluation by exposing our never-ending defamation of the male sexual anatomy. Thus, by pointing out the pandemic belittlement of the male sexual organs, I prove misandry, period. If everything else I spouted were nothing but BS and conspiracy theories, male devaluation is a proven reality when you observe the way society and its constituents mock male genitalia and revere female genitalia. That's the bottom line, what it all boils down to. We despise man junk, period. And if you think mocking and lowering the male genitalia while elevating the female genitalia to the point of worship does not prove male devaluation, then you quite simply are in denial. My kitchen table can see the discrepancy for crying out loud. Let's take a look at how we treat male anatomy in our pop culture and media, which has worldwide influence. I am astounded at the ever-increasing disrespect directed towards the male genitalia. The symbology, the message, is absolute and undeniable. We dislike males, so we demean their cartoonish anatomy. In this video, let's consider abuse of male genitalia for comedy's sake. It literally seems like almost every other movie I watch has at least one, if not many, scenes with a guy getting whacked in the groin. Male characters get insulted with all manner of objects or trauma to their groin region over and over again, from movies to TV shows to internet videos. Everywhere you turn, a guy is getting whacked, hit, bitten, poked, prodded, punched, or pummeled in the nads, aka the testicles. Anytime a show or movie or comedy or skit or book or website or just people talking in the grocery store aisle, whatever, when someone needs a predictable, quick laugh, nearly everyone turns to male genital mockery. People will, of course, start off with general mockery. They will exploit males with some tired stereotype like guys are cumbersome, drooling idiots, or unhygienic fart machines, or disgusting deviant criminals who, of course, need female supervision. However, more to the point of male devaluation, it seems that whenever some show needs a quick laugh, they will include a whack-em-in-the-groin scene to try and evoke a few cheap giggles. And who doesn't have a YouTube video of a guy getting hit in the jewels? This is male devaluation at its most obvious. It is cheeseball, and it is becoming incredibly tiresome because, A, this encourages disrespect towards the male genitalia. Moreover, the fact that it is used as a tool of humor desensitizes people, encouraging them to devalue the male genitals also. And 2, come on already, get some real talent here, people. Whacking males in the groin over and over and over again for comedy has been so done to death. And 3, it is absolutely lopsided towards one sex. If we as a society find humor in impacts of trauma to the human body, then let's even it up across the board. How about spending equal amounts of time smacking females in the groin or jabbing them in the tits? Oh man, that would be a riot, huh? Females getting hit in the groin over and over and over again. Yeah, hell no. That would be disrespectful and misogynistic. Yet that females are spared genital mockery while males are exploited effectively points out the prejudice and sexism present. Males are merely court jesters, expendable comedic fodder for the consumption of all. Really, anyone with a sober mind and faculties intact should be able to see the blatant misandry present in such contrary representations of juxtaposition between treatment of either sex's sexual anatomy. But the fact that people still chuckle at every new groin shot in every new movie or show that comes out, despite having seen groin shots to males hundreds of times before, this speaks to how powerful a tool for devaluing males, this and all humor directed at the male genitalia, can really be. I mean, why does anyone laugh when they see depictions of male groin shots? Why is it knee-jerk reaction to laugh at males getting injured in the groin? Do people laugh because of the contorted faces males make while in pain after getting whacked in the balls? Or is it perhaps that we care so little for male welfare that we delight in their pain and discomfort of any kind? Usually, when people see other people get injured, most have an immediate reaction, which is a mixture of shock followed by concern. Or, at least, most people will wait to laugh until after they assess that the person is not seriously injured. Yet a guy gets junk punched, and it's an immediate, automatic laugh fest. The fact that the public continues to slurp up guys getting whacked in the groin as funny and acceptable in every other comedy and internet video that comes out, this succinctly demonstrates the appetite that exists out there for male genital belittlement, which in turn demonstrates society's general tenor of negativity, apathy, and ultimately hatred of males. No? Okay, well, then where's the fair play? I don't see breasts or vaginas being whacked or pelted or pummeled with such flippant disregard over and over and over again and again and again. If society finds pain funny and we've practiced equality between the sexes, then we'd automatically bust a gut anytime a female gets hit or is in pain. Heck, if we delighted equally in the pain of both sexes, then we'd laugh it up when a woman goes into labor. Oh, she's in pain? Ha! That's a gas, huh? No. Labor is sacred ground. But we do enjoy seeing the female in the labor room berate and abuse the soon-to-be father for causing her this pain. Devaluing any specific or particular part of a male is integral in devaluing the whole male. Remember that? That point of truth is blatantly demonstrable every day. Breasts and vaginas are spared comedic usury. Balls are most definitely not. Everybody has seen comedic depictions of a male getting hit in the groin, and they have probably laughed. Yet how many have seen a female getting whacked in the groin for giggles? And in the remote chance that you have, did you instantly bust out in laughter? Yeah, a little bit of discrepancy here, wouldn't you say? Could cultural apathy towards male genitalia be the result of seeing trauma disguised as humor doled out to that particular part of the male time and time again? Yeah, duh. In fact, I think most people's knee-jerk reaction is to laugh more when a guy gets hit in the balls than when someone farts in a humorous fashion. And it's hard to top fart humor in terms of instant reaction. This is how acceptable male groin shots have become. This is what we have reduced male sexual anatomy to, comedy for public consumption. We've seen so many groin shots to males that we've become conditioned to laugh. Furthermore, and speaking more to the deeper implications here, we have been conditioned to laugh at males in pain. The bigger they are, the more we mock and enjoy their fall. Yeah, try and tell me there is no social negativity nor devaluation of males. Deep down, I'm sure lots of folks find it satisfying that huge Goliaths can be brought down by a simple little flick to the testicles. Now, many people will be thinking, it's just a few groin shots, get over it, right? Yeah, if only that was it. Because such cavalier displays on such a widespread level desensitizes and breeds apathy towards male privates, which, are you paying attention, is a gateway to darker sentiments and deeds towards male genitals. Oh, groin shots and mockery of male genitalia is horrific in and of itself, but this is only a gateway to darker sentiments. Whacking males, not females, in the groin over and over and over again for comedy's sake proves male devaluation. And this is the nicer side of male genital devaluation. It gets much darker from here. The claws will come out in the next Junk Files. Thank you so much for being here with me. Share the Junk Files with others and help me spread these red pills to the world. My brothers, my friends, stand with me, live free.